Hi, I'm Marilyn Guffey of Set Apart Ministries. I have been a part of Set Apart Ministries since about the year 2000. I originally trained as a lay counselor in a church setting about 10 years before that. And I eventually joined Set Apart Ministries through that work in coming alongside women who have struggled and have suffered abuse in their past. Today, I'm here with Barb Klicka, who is the president and founder of Set Apart Ministries. Barb is a licensed clinical therapist working in behavioral health since 1977. And today we're here to discuss maturity in prayer life. And Barb, could you just give us a brief history of how Set Apart Ministries all came about?
Oh, a brief history.
I know.
Well, as Marilyn said, I also have been working with people coming out of trauma, particularly women, for a very long time. And there was a time period when I began to recognize that just the clinical part wasn't enough. We needed the prayerful discipleship. We needed a comprehensive community around people for restoration. So in 1999, after a period of prayer and fasting, the name Set Apart Ministries was given to me and our mission statement, Hebrews 10, 32 to 39, which talks in brief about coming alongside those people who have been afflicted and in so doing sharing their afflictions, but maintaining your confidence for the reward that is to be yours. And from that beginning, we ended up incorporating in January of 2000, and Janelle Schrader, who you'll meet a little bit later, had been my prayer partner and is involved with that, as well as my husband, Bob. And then Marilyn came to join us to be the third of the three-strand cord of prayerful and spiritual support in actually standing with people.
Yeah, and I remember coming alongside and how our community just started developing. It's really exciting, and we came across the Life Model material. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if you could explain a little bit about the Life Model and what that all is about, living from the heart that Jesus gave you.
This is material that I learned about through my colleagues in Michigan, Cheryl Knight and Joe Getzinger, in care ministry. And through International Center for Biblical Counseling conferences, we had both become acquainted with Jim Wilder, who's a pastor psychologist at Shepherd's House in California. And they have also been working with people coming out of tremendous trauma and abuse situations for many years, and began the same kind of search that I've been on and Marilyn has been on of how to be the most effective in bringing restoration. The Life Model is a compilation of a number of people on their staff, of information regarding developmental maturity, spiritual maturity, emotional maturity, and the kind of developmental tasks that are necessary for each stage of life. And putting it together with a biblical or scriptural understanding of what is necessary to be able to move forward and mature. And because part of our understanding is that at Set Apart Ministries, our call is to help the body of Messiah mature in every ways into Him who is our head, this just fit beautifully with what we were working with as well. There are other resources we use in conjunction with it, a lot having to do with the most current brain research about the connection between mind and physical brain and the quality of relationships and how that is an effect from your early years all the way into your ability to be in healthy, stable relationships, joyful relationships, all the way through the rest of your life.
I just remember our first Life Model group that we did, which was, what, 5, 6 years ago
six,
now?
Six, I think.
Six.
Uh-huh.
And the challenge that was, that
yes.
first group. But now, as time has gone on, we have seen the growth that has come from working through those mm-hmm. issues and mm-hmm. working through community.
Yes. It's one thing to develop a trust bond with one person as you're working on personal issues, which is what I've had with people I've worked with and what Marilyn has had mm-hmm. as you've worked with people
yes.
and come alongside them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's another to apply that in a whole group of people. And so we often talk about that fear that kept people in sort of a double bind situation. I want to belong and I want to grow, but I'm scared to death that I might get too close to somebody and they might get too close to me and they might not like what they see in me. And then if you're asking me to grow up, well, might that mean that I have more responsibility than I really want? And what would that be like? So there was a lot in the early years. The challenge was helping people overcome the fear of belonging, when at the same time, what they wanted most of anything was to belong and be a part of a family and a community.
That push and pull, I love you, stay away. Yeah, I remember those times, and having to come alongside people to even get them into the group to come each time was a challenge at first.
Yes.
And just spending time with people even after the group time. But the people that have stuck it out, who have gone through that tough, challenging time, we have seen so much growth in them, and even in ourselves.
Yes, in ourselves, definitely. This is beyond what I would do as a therapist in an office. It is part of being a community. I understand myself to be called to be an under-shepherd at this point. And the addition of the prayer time and the worship time on a regular basis has been so instrumental. We did not really know that it was going to become a community initially. And we've done, Marilyn and I have each done some other life model groups with other subsets of people, and we've seen that it can be helpful, but it's most helpful when the people in the group are in regular contact with one another. And in our community, we've become more intermingled, I think would be a way to put it. Our lives are more interwoven with one another, and we do believe that is one part of the call to become more like Messiah, the interdependence and the relationship qualities that are there. As the Father and the Son and the Spirit are in relationship with one another, so are we called to be in relationship with one another. So that's probably teaching for another time. But
a whole another teaching, yes.
Yes, but in the context of this community and looking at maturity, what we're about today is looking at the realization that those maturity stages apply not only psychologically and developmentally, but also in how we approach our prayer life and the growth of our faith.
And that came about as a surprise, I think, to all of us.
Yes.
It was one of those times where you and Janelle and I were in prayer. We pray every week, and there seemed to be so much struggle going on in that. And out of that struggle came this maturity in prayer life.
Yes, and a little bit later on, we're bringing together the group of us to discuss each person's perspective on that, and you'll hear from Janelle.
And the rest of the people who are involved in coming up with those steps.
Our hope is that by putting this information together, we can be encouraging to other people who are looking toward maturing in Messiah and who may not have fully understood the struggles that they're having at various times along the way. So we hope to help put some understanding to that and some encouragement.
One thing that, as we have gone through this life model process, is we see it as a discipleship tool in coming alongside people and understanding where they're at. But at times, the issue of power and authority have come into play. How have you dealt with that, and as a community, how have we been able to deal with that? What are some of the issues maybe that have come across as we've worked through this maturity issue?
Discipleship is something that is a complex relationship, and we've seen that in many situations there can be danger, because anytime there is a strong ideal or a commitment to an ideal, there can be the potential for developing abusive relationships or authority kinds of patterns. So we want to be very sure that we're being as clear as we can, that we view this as a completely voluntary process. If someone has made the decision to submit themselves before God, then that is a voluntary process, and what He directs of them or us is perceived as something that is for our good. If, on the other hand, we're thinking that He is a mean master or not for us, then we will perceive what is coming toward us as vindictive or cruel and overpowering. And it's the same thing for the model of shepherding or discipling or mentoring, whichever term you like. So we understand that people who mature are moving more and more more into that leadership kind of role and becoming prepared to be disciples themselves. And that's such an important part, we believe, of our calling and for most believers in general.
Yes, we are an equipping ministry, but we've developed into a community.
Yes, it's been rather a surprise. We didn't foresee this happening.
Not at all.
The life model materials are really an important part of what we do, and you can obtain a copy of the material and the workbook through us at www.setapartmingb.org, or you can call us at our office number 920-336-7005. We'd be happy to connect you with the purchase process for the material.
Now, we would like to bring you into our conversation that we had with several of our ladies who mm-hmm. came alongside us to develop these stages of maturity and prayer life. So in this information, you're going to hear the stages of maturity from the life model. We'll also discuss love and fear bonds, and then the stages of maturity and how we pray.
Mm-hmm. This was a time in which we sat down with the women who were willing to share their personal journeys, and we're very thankful for all of them and being willing to do that. It was set up as a rather spontaneous discussion with an outline, so we hope that you will sense the relationships that have formed through there, both with our Messiah and with one another.